Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Partly sunny and cold today with a high near 5 degrees above. Wind chill values as low as 16 below. Northwest wind 5 to 11 miles an hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 11 below zero. Wind chill values as low as 23 below. West wind 5 to 7 miles an hour becoming southwest after midnight. Tuesday mostly sunny with a high near 12 above. Wind chill values as low as 23 below. Southwest winds could gust as high as 25 miles per hour. And in the news, WIS Politics Online, in a story shared with the Nearly Noon News, is reporting the U.S. Department of Justice has sued Wisconsin's Department of Military Affairs, alleging the agency violated the Civil Rights Act by offering a woman a lower salary than was offered for similarly or less qualified men. The complainant, Michelle Hartness, was chosen for a director position but offered a lower salary than what was listed in the job announcement, according to the complaint. Hartness, who worked for the agency from 2012 to 2017, said when she asked for a higher salary, she was offered the lowest possible salary in the range. She said she was denied when she asked for a salary in line with a man who held another director position in the same division. The department ended up hiring a less qualified man instead of Hartness and offered him a higher salary, according to the complaint. The Civil Rights Division is committed to confronting the gender pay gap and holding state and local government employers accountable when they discriminate on the basis of sex in setting compensation, said Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division. The Title VII is a critical tool in bringing an end to unlawful actions that perpetuate gender pay disparities in the workplace, end quote. A release from the U.S. Department of Justice states Hartness referred the charge to the agency after unsuccessful conciliation efforts when the Milwaukee Area Equal Employment Opportunity Commission found Hartness had likely been discriminated against. We will continue to follow this developing story and report back as more news comes into us. The FDA on Thursday took steps towards simplifying the coronavirus vaccine plan, but held off on making the shots an annual recommendation. On January 26th, FDA Vaccine Advisory Committee panelists voted unanimously to replace the original COVID-19 shots with the bivalent version, with only the latter to be offered from now on. Thus far, while around 69% of U.S. residents have completed the initial vaccine series, one shot of the Johnson & Johnson version, which last year was deemed less favorable, or two of the Pfizer or Moderna mRNA incarnations, only around 15% have received the bivalent version designed to target original and Omicron strains of the disease. In Wisconsin, the uptake is slightly higher at 19.2%. Information for this report comes in part with permission for our use from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.